turn and surprise you. I know that you've mentioned a few things about your own health, and I want you to mention them on here because a lot of people don't realize there is no area of medicine or diagnostics that I will not go into and try to untie the Gordian knot. Now, I know you suffered over the last year and a half. I'd like you to say a few of the things that you suffered, and I'm going to give you an analysis that might shock you in terms of what is likely to be your underlying problem, because although it's settled down now, you may well have further attacks if we don't actually discern exactly what's going on. So I'd like you to kind of give some, without all the obvious details, just what you suffered the last year and a half, because you were one of my main news guys that actually understood the intel issues. And I think most of the audience out there really doesn't understand. For example, last weekend on Sunday, I was asked by Johnny Baptist back in December to do a radio show with him from Revelation Radio. Now, there's three different classes of people that are involved with alternative media. We are basically citizen journalists. And we are the media now. The media is committed during the political campaign of Donald Trump and the Republican Party. The Democratic Party has committed geopolitical hari-kari. They have committed suicide. They're dead. When Acton started yelling at Donald Trump, you know, the going to be president-elect going to be inaugurated tomorrow, he basically finished off not only himself but the press corps full access and control of the press. Now, when I spoke on Sunday before the show, I was going to do, with Johnny Baptist, this is what happened. He started saying things that I thought, this doesn't add up, this doesn't add up. He said, and I'm going to mention a couple of things before I get back to your medical stuff, but it will tie together. He said, number one, there is no other sign than the 3 days of darkness. I said, really? I said, well, what do you mean no other sign? It says in the book of Psalms, and if you go to Psalm 2, that they will see the one they have pierced and they will repent. In other words, it actually gives you a numerical number that one-third of Jews on the earth, most of them agnostics or atheists or Satanists, because they involve the Sepharad Zira and the satanic books of ancient Babylon. They're a Babylonish pagan version of Judaism. It's not true ancient Judaism at all. It's not ancient Hebrews. But he says 3 days of darkness. And I said, well, how's that going to happen? He said, well, it's going to be like a meteor strike the earth. I said, if a meteor strikes the earth and creates dust and darkness for 3 days, it's not gone in 3 days. Maybe 3 years after it causes a nuclear winter and most of the population's dead. I said, because a large meteor is going toward earth, and the strike ratio for Apophis, which is an ancient destroyer name for the destroyer, is three times the size of the meteor that struck the Yucatan Peninsula might put the dinosaur 65 million years ago. He said, well, it'll cause the earth to start moving and the crust of the earth to move on a mantle. I said, do you understand the geophysics of how the crust moves? And in fact, Alaska 8 million years ago was actually on the equator. And then I started explaining him stuff from Northwestern University, which is open information that I'm going to post in videos and so on. I'm going to get scientists on from Northwestern. I haven't taken these courses in university, but I have a Vulcan mind meld and a very high IQ. Now, I will ask enough questions that after a period of time, people say, how do you know all this stuff? I said, because at 12:02 on such and such a date, you told me that. Or I went back and looked at the literature and pulled it up. Like when I was actually got in contact with a scientist at Northwestern, that ringwoodite that creates nascent oxygen and hydrogen creates nascent water that lowers the melting point of rock. And all our volcanism and earthquakes on Earth are driven by water. It's steam drive driven. And ringwoodite is an unstable nucleus that when you get the passage of a large object like a red or brown dwarf, the gravity waves or planetary alignments, which can also trigger off earthquakes, the gravity waves from lensing effects of gravity waves starts to release nascent water and it drives earthquakes and volcanoes. Now, the return of the dwarf star to the consternation of Professor McCanny and NASA and other scientists here in America that want to hide this, international scientists, including Russian, European, and elsewhere, South American, released information that the Atacama Large Millimeter Array, that after 5 years of mothballs, we re-erected this gravitonic telescope. And I know all about this stuff because I took care of the team from America that went to the McMurdo Bay, basically, telescopes, including the Pi-Mezon scope below the ice shelf, the radio telescopes that were international, and all the advanced technology, including gravitonic telescopes, which are the earlier phase of the Atacama Large Millimeter Array, what's called Gravity Wave Telescope. Okay? Now, you may not understand all this stuff because I'm going really fast here, but you have to understand, I'm not going to do a data dump because I will overwhelm you by miles, even if you're a PhD in astrophysics, okay? And if you want to challenge me like this guy did, he said, well, you can't say that, you know, that you know stuff that everybody else knows. I said, well, I do. I said, and there's three things that are important, three classes of information for people to speak prophetically. The first class are people that God appointed that were prophets. They didn't know everything. They knew a few things, and most of the time they didn't even understand what it meant because it was for a future date, you know, like Isaiah, Jeremiah, you know, whatever. The second class of people that are, have a brain, like our early founders of the Christian church that are, you know, in Germany, you know, the basically were academics that actually knew the original Hebrew and Greek and actually knew the Bible interpreted itself like a locksmith, 2 Peter 2:10, no scriptures of private interpretation, and they actually had a brain so they could figure things out that are based on what they call logical progression and self-revelatory analysis that the Bible tells about itself. And the third class of information is speculation. My speculation is as good or bad as anybody else's, maybe a little better because I have a lot more grounding in the first two classes. Now, when I say this, and it may offend people, but that's too damn bad, okay? I have a small set of information that I know that you can write in a few 3x5 cards that says, thus saith the Lord, it's not my damned opinion or anybody else's. It's literally prophetic words that God's given me or put me through circumstances that aren't my opinion, okay? Now, when I said that, he said, well, the people will be very offended at that. Now, I want you to understand, God had my day timer. When I spoke in Duluth, Minnesota, I spoke in 42 cities in Israel in 1999 for three tours with the Prophecy Club. And I traveled to Israel to the southwest edge of the Dead Sea at the Feast of Tabernacles to say a prayer in Hebrew at the drill site of the Macondo drill site, which is God of the Breakthrough with Hayseed Stevens, and FICO, the oil engineer that discovered all of the fields in Israel, including the Leviathan field south of Cyprus, which is the main gas field there, and the Zohar fields near the ancient cities near the Dead Sea. So, firsthand, this is not secondhand. Work with FICO, the oil engineer in Israel, for Ariel Sharon. All right? So this is not secondhand information that I read it somewhere and I pulled it off some newsletter. I was there in Israel on that feast day, brought there by Hayseed Stevens, basically the Prophecy Club, and we had one guy that was an Iowa farmer, was actually he was a very wealthy guy. Now, you want to understand this, and this is why when I talk about intel guys, you're probably one of the most knowledgeable intel guys, understanding that the intel agencies have taken over world government, period. And the intel agencies are patently satanic.
Intelligence operation, plain and simple.
Yeah, and they're patently satanic. Now, people don't understand satanic involves both dark and light. Now, if they think they can match the intellect of Satan without God within them, they're a friggin' idiot. Now, I'm not going to curse here, but I'm really upset by people who don't understand that even the founders of the United States were all high-level Masons. But they operated in what's called the white side of Luciferianism, which means they acted in godly principles, creating a republic that was literally supposed to be like the Voynich documents that were put together by Sir Francis Bacon, the illegitimate son of Queen Victoria, who, by the way, was a very intelligent man. This guy probably had an IQ over 200 as well. And he wrote the Voynich document, which is an allegory written in symbology to talk about the refounding 500 years ago of Atlantis. Now, Atlantis is very real, okay? And if anybody's in a secret order of any kind, you understand not only Atlantis and Mu in the ancient world, going back anywhere from 10 to 30,000 years ago, but human beings around here for a long time. We've gone through.
Yeah, there's a pretty good documentary that collected a number of those facts called Riddles in Stone, and it's worthwhile. Yeah. It's available.
And by the way, all the high level Masons within any organization on Earth fully understand that the parent civilization of human beings was from Mars. In fact, all the people that look at an obelisk, including the one in front of the Washington Monument, the Vatican, and around the world, they're worshiping what's called the Baal-esque, which means the phallic symbol of the sun god who lived on Mars. Now, I know that there's been people out there, including Jim Fetcher, put it, do we ever go to Mars and all this other stuff. The space shuttle was designed by the same team in Germany that was translated to America to our space program. That design was a 1933 design for near-Earth orbit. It wasn't designed to go to the moon. In 2010, they took out of service the Aurora space fleet that were using tokamak fusion reactors, which we've had for over 50 years. And in the words of the director of U.S. Space Command, we control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars. And I said, you mean the moon? He told me off. He said, now, Diggle, shut up. This is a come-to-Jesus talk. You need to wake up. We've been on the moon before the Eagle landed, number one. We are, and of course, that's why they brought out these false news media things, including the daughter of, who was the guy that wrote that, put that video together, that people saw the flag flying, and I'm trying to remember, the guy that released Eyes Wide Shut, the movie Eyes Wide Shut, who's showing...
Kubrick?
No, Kubrick, yeah, okay. Now, Kubrick saw the daughter and said, hey, you know, she's aware of all this stuff about the scam. They put out this to cause confusion, to think, we never went to the moon. We couldn't go to the moon. Come on, it's not that damn easy, hard to go to the moon. It's like, once you get up in the Earth's orbit, all you have to do is just very minimal force. If you have any guidance system at all, easy as hell to get to the moon and get in an orbit.
You can go directly to that satanic stuff from Skull and Bones. Now, Leon Panetta is imbued with the San Francisco Bay Jim Jones, who got everybody to drink the Kool-Aid. But Jim Jones... Yeah. The rent a crowd for all the politicians, and he's always surrounded by children. He supplied them, right. You know, he was a pedophile himself, just like we hit Pizzagate and everything right. that's going on there. And we see that Panetta and Podesta, when they were in the Clinton White House, were trading money for slots in the commercial trade. And so Ron Brown was complaining about it. He complained to a lady that testified and has an affidavit up there that she was requested by the White House to be quiet about that. And, of course, she ended up with a bullet in his head in the mountains of Italy.
Let me finish up about Johnny Baptist, and then I want to get on to your health issues, because people need to know this. When they listen to my show, not Alex Jones, not all the other disinfo ops out there, because they'll put 70 to 90% truth and then they'll spin it. Like, for example, the latest spin I heard, which I don't believe until I see a lot more documentation or talk to myself, Roger Stone, because I've had him on the program a number of times and I know him personally, is that he was so-called hit with polonium, which sounds like a Russian hit, you know. Polonium is one of the things that killed off one of the guys that was involved with the hit squad trying to kill Putin, all right? So... What you have to understand is he got very offended at the idea that I would suggest that I knew some things, even if it's only on a 3x5 card, that literally changes everything. Now, there's a couple of benchmarks you need to understand, and I'm going to repeat them so that no one else on Earth will try to claim that they knew this in advance. Donald Trump is going to be on the program this afternoon, his expert, Dr. Bob Thiel, on 20 points as to why Donald Trump and Mike Pence are apocalyptic. Now, he's not the Antichrist. In fact, he's the exact opposite. He is a white knight, but he's a high-level Scottish Rite Freemason. Now, people have to understand, America was not founded by, quote, Puritan Christians that are pure Christians. It was founded by white knight Luciferic Masons that were operating in the light and the order and the logical expression of godly principles that Lucifer puts forward to control and confuse people when they don't have the intellect to understand that Satan is both an operator of light and darkness. Okay?
Yep.
And they have to understand that Donald Trump is operating in a very high principle of that, which means he's going to do everything good. He's not going to screw over the black people or the Hispanic people coming into the country. He's not a racist in any way, shape, or form. He's a good man, and he's actually, I call a baby Christian, because I don't know if he has a personal relationship with God where he can actually pray and know what God is telling him, because the definition of evil is much different than what people think. And if you study the Bible and the book of Genesis, when Lucifer came as a snake, in a sense, symbolically as the amphibious reptilian, he said to Adam and Eve, God made you so brilliant. You named all the creatures. You know everything. You're living near 1,000 years. You don't need to consult God. You don't need to pray. You can take from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil because you can decide for yourself. That's all Satan
is. There's a few things you could ask about Bob Steele. I'm afraid Trump might have a few at two root people around him. One of them is Wilbur Ross, who was the head of a Wall Street secret society.
Right.
The other one is Alan Schwartzman. He's co-chair with
I'm sure there's a lot of these people in these corporate boards, including probably Rex Tillerson, that are also what they call white knight titans. These are good people, by the way. You have to understand.
Okay, Alan Schwartzman has a place in China where he has Schwartzman scholarships, and they're based on the Rhodes Scholar. Also, Ben Carson, the board of directors, Foundation.
I joined Phi Rho Sigma 2 months before I joined medical school because they told me it would be good for my career. Not on the staff.
Oh, right. Yeah, I think that's why most people get sucked into the
right.
Masons.
And by the way, I was tapped out by the dean of medicine, so I worked in the motion disorders lab. So when I went to UCLA to apply to do a PhD in neuroscience, where it's Dr. Tortelot, which also gave me access to the World Tissue Repository for Multiple Sclerosis Brain Tissue and Electron Microscopy and Immunology, as well as the DARPA Project in Artificial Intelligence. And the previous year, 1977, they built a custom-made CT scan implanter for Dr. Tortelot that cost $23 million off the shelf, made custom for him, so put in microelectrodes in nuclei of the brain like the amygdala, hippocampus, and in the rage control nucleus as well as the subthalamic nuclei, as well as various areas of the auditory and visual cortex. And they wanted me to use things like his squid helmet that was custom made. They have non-squid helmets. They're not cool with liquid hydrogen now. They're much smaller. That can actually convert brainwaves directly to onboard commands to fly a jet aircraft. And he had a mock-up of a fighter jet actually in his office with a squid helmet for directly converting thought to onboard commands for flying and firing ordnances. Okay? Wow. So I know a lot of stuff, and I do so much dumping because I don't want people to be so overwhelmed to think, well, this guy, I had one idiot in 99 say, well, Dr. Deagle knows so much, and he must be deep black op. He's got to be the Antichrist. He wrote a whole book over it. Okay? So now the reason why I want to complete this is I want people to understand I release as much as I think people can digest. But a lot of people can't because I talk too fast, I get technical. But I have more access to information, both natural and supernatural, than probably anybody else on Earth that's releasing, including Snowden or any of these other characters. I'm not going to put people in jeopardy that agents are going to die in the field, like this guy that just got a pardon from the Abominator. Okay? And neither would Assange. One of his policies is not to do that. But I want people to know, and this includes Johnny Baptist, you and all the people like you that are speculators that don't have tier one information, either you don't have a direct word from God, or you don't have the brains to realize there's early church leaders that analyze the Bible and interpret itself like our academic expert, you know, that was on the program yesterday, Jonathan Gray. I am, number one, I'm a prophet, and I have a small bit of information that's thus saith the Lord, it's not my opinion. And I have a brain, so I can accede to the intellect of these people, including, by the way, my wife's grandfather, who was an Edinburgh scholar and translated the Greek and Hebrew Bible himself and analyzed and found the exact same things as the early church leaders hundreds of years ago that founded the Protestant Reformation in Germany. Okay? So you need to understand where I'm coming from, and you need to show a little damned respect, because I'm doing this not for my sake, because I'm going to be 65 in a few weeks. I'm doing it to save your hide physically, financially, but more importantly, spiritually. Because a great culling of the human race is coming. And by the way, you don't go to hell to play in hell with Sammy Davis Jr. or Flip Wilson. You're going to go to a place of annihilation where you're going to literally be separated from the Creator and cease to exist. Okay? It's an unpleasant, horrifying thing. And God gave me a vision of it back many years ago. So that's what drives me. Okay? I'm not driven because I have a big ego and I have to have people like me. I don't care whether you like me. I care about me like a brave older brother, that I care about you despite whether or not you hate me, want to spit on me, or even give me a death threat, because I still love you out there. So you need to understand I'm a big boy. I'm grown up. I got my grown-up pants on. All right? Now I want to get into the issues. I do have both natural, extreme medical skills, and I also have intuitive skills, including my ability, which I mentioned on the show, to help people. So I want you to say a few things about your health, because, and we're going to get to the break here in about 2 minutes, but I want people to understand I can help you or anybody out there. I'm moving the ball forward with the head of the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine and Stem Cell Research, because I and my colleagues, and there's now, you know, 800,000 health professionals with just the Academy of Environmental Medicine, let alone ACAM and AAEM, where I'm one of the lead teachers and scientific researchers on the planet today to actually move the ball, so we will have the days of you know, Methuselah back, a human being that won't die of horrifying diseases in their seventh or eighth decade with tubes and orifice, every orifice, where we're not going to have toxic polypharmacy rule and the dollar rule doctors to do bad things to you while they get massive profits. That day is over, and I'm going to make sure I put a nail in it, along with my good colleagues that are going to do it.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
About 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store without having to stop and rest. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
I want to get into some of your health because I want people to realize I'm in the office of doing this show, not for my sake, because believe me, I'm talented. I could do lots of other stuff than trying to tell people stuff. In many cases, they don't want to hear. Now, I realize that it's only when their ears are prepared by the Most High God. I can only change your perspective. God has to change the circumstances so you're ready to receive, like the ground to receive the seed of truth, so things can happen, whether it's geopolitically now. Donald Trump coming on the scene. I had one of my ladies out of many thousands who got my mass email last week, and she said, "Give me a break. I looked and wanted a protocol to help with my health, and how dare you put a picture of Mike Pence and Donald Trump?" Doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, white, Hispanic, or your recent arrival from Ethiopia, he's our president. Show some respect. So this idea that somehow it's offensive to just put a picture that they're going to have inauguration, you need to realize if we didn't have a godly pro-life Christian president and vice president coming in, America would be finished. Finished as a nation. The world would be finished because the globalists, they're having what are called major freak-out patterns because they realize unless we get rid of America as a national and international force, There's no New World Order. There's no global government. And if the people, like they have taken over through the Rust Belt, average normal people who just wanted work and be able to own a home and a car, and black kids who want to be able to walk to school without being forced into a gang and be able to get a trade or an education, have a home, a little black girl have an actual husband, have kids from one father perhaps, have a future so the black community can take their proper position as fellow Americans, and Hispanics are great people, can teach us to be pro-life again, and maybe we can get moderate Muslims to actually start collaborating with us, which is part of their taqiyya and maruna. They don't collaborate. Because it's part of the religion, even if they're a doctor or an attorney, they're not going to turn in their buddies who are building pipe bombs ready to blow up with radiological bombs or, you know, worshiping before the refrigerator a lyophilized culture of a bioweapon. Let me tell you, I know what the hell's going on. I work with the federal government. I have had, and people said, how could you have been in all these places, Deagle? I had one guy in Minnesota, and I said, God had my day timer. You need to understand, I'm not a person, I'm a phenomenon. And then there's a lot of pseudo-phenomenon out there. And the reason why I say this is it's not for my sake, because it's a pain in the butt doing what I do and what I have to do and the persecution and death threats and everything and harassment by everything from relatives, friends, colleagues. When I came back from a tour of duty with Reserve Admiral John Hughes working for Rocky Mountain Ahmed, where I took care of Rocky Flats and classified projects, I got fired on the spot because of what I discovered was going on at Rocky Flats. So I have continuously and repeatedly been persecuted for doing the right thing among people who should otherwise be honest, good Americans.
Bill, so I have about 3 minutes before we go into the medical stuff. I want to just give a little more background about Leon Panetta because it's timely and how dangerous he is.
Right. Now you do that because we've got a couple minutes here and then we're going to get a break and then we're going to come back. Because I wanted people to understand this because a lot of people don't know where I'm coming from when I do this stuff. And it ties with, by the way, the intelligence stuff, because people understand the intel agencies tied to the religious, fake religions out there, tied to the boards of international transnational corporations and the United Nations, the evil that is exoplanetary on this planet, people just don't conceive. Their brains pop if you actually tell them the truth about what's going on that's very ancient. They just can't conceive it. They think it's a conspiracy theory. It can't be real, even if it's in the words of the Bible they say, they and their pastor say they believe, which is bizarre. It's like, if it's in the Bible, you're going to throw it over your shoulder because you don't want to believe that the Bible says, like the book of Jasher, that James, the brother of Jesus, quotes, and it's actually you can find a copy of the book of Jasher or a version of it. So let's talk about Leo Panetta for a minute or two, and then we're going to get into some of your health issues because I want people to know I'm here for your health, your spiritual health, the health of the nation, America. I'm here for repentance personally and corporately, not just for Americans, but like Trumpians in Italy. Because we're not going to have nation states to come down to the holy feast days of ancient Israel in the times when Yeshua Jesus sets up world government. And the bride, that's us, that are aware of things, are going to transition to be a galactic civilization, a godly civilization that will spread across the galaxy. But God's not going to permit us to do so unless we become godly. It's not going to happen.
It's okay.
Thumbs down.
Leon Panetta is connected with Hugh DeLacy. There are two monuments on the Santa Cruz courthouse steps dedicated to Hugh DeLacy. He was associated with four Soviet spy rings. He's appeared on the stage with Agnes Smidley, which is the Sword spy ring, supposed to be the most successful spy ring in history. Perlo.
I want you to repeat this when we come back because we're just going to break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
To say what you said, she blasted it out. I want you to repeat it, and then we're going to get into tying with what Jim Fetcher talks about, which is Pizzagate and Satanism. Now, people need to know there's a dark side to Satanism as well as a light side, and it's scary as hell. But I want you to kind of tie.
Yeah, well, we're talking about Leon Panetta, and the reason why he's so dangerous, who said he was chief of staff for the Clinton operation, and he was head of the CIA and the Department of Defense under Obama. Now, his bona fides come from way back in the 60s when he campaigned for Nelson Rockefeller. It was Rockefeller that wrote the book, The Future of Federalism, which is, you know, the world government and the regionalization, transferring all the powers from the cities and counties to local regions. And
by the way, a lot of that's already happened. Do you know that every underground mineral resource and every water resource and every aquifer on the planet, and including all the oceans now under Obama, were transferred to the United Nations? You know that all the methane hydrates at the bottom of the ocean, which are 3,000 times more than the energy stored in the coal and gas on the earth, 3,000 times more, is now owned by the UN? That's why when Obama put out this executive order, which could be struck down, to not allow any drilling anymore, it's because they want the UN to own everything, including the underground water resources, including the Ogallala in the central United States. People don't know.
Bill Gates owns all three newspapers here: the San Jose Mercury, the Sentinel, Santa Cruz Sentinel, and the Monterey Herald. And they're constantly increasing green belts and UN heritage centers and sanctuaries all over the place. Yeah. And of course, Leon Panetta was co-chair with Rockefeller III on the Law of the Sea. You know,
Which they set up. And did you know that during the Obama 8 years that they actually annexed, through the Bureau of Land Management, the BLM, three times the territory of Texas?
Right. I'd like to see Trump turn over federal lands to the states and have the states let those, divide it up among the people.
Okay, but by the way, that's already law. That law already exists. The problem is that he superseded law by policy and by executive order, and it wasn't just Obama. This goes back over multiple administrations, both Republican and Democrat. So people need to understand.
And there's connection to Hugh DeLacy, which I see they have two plaques on the Santa Cruz County steps honoring him. The present chairman of the Santa Cruz Board of Supervisors is Bruce McPherson, who received thousands of dollars from a communist Chinese double agent that appeared on the front cover of U.S. World and News Report. He's also chairman AMBAG, which is the regional agency, and they've been transferring the power from the cities and counties to the regional agencies like crazy. They've just, I won't go into all the details.
You're talking about things like federalizing cities, like federalizing cities.
He had gone to communist China to meet with Perlow and other people. Panetta not only sent military information to him for almost 10 years, but he praised him in the congressional record, and he attended his funeral. But, I mean, this guy is a communist enforcer, connected with spy rings. Panetta was co-chair of Rockefeller's Common Cause in California. It's called California Forward, and it's funded by Packard, Irvine, Haas, and the Commonwealth Foundations. It's all billionaire money, and they're bringing in communism in order to destroy the people and to increase their power. And
but remember now,
California
Forward now
has contracts contracts with ICLEI, which is a front for the World Bank and the United Nations, and they have contracts with the all the power organizations from Edison to PG&E under a contract called SEEC, and they're in partnership again with ICLEI, which is the World Bank and the United Nations.
Right.
But this is going on, and none of this information is getting out because of Bill
Gates. And even the alternative media doesn't talk about these connections. They don't explain the fact that both parties have been doing this. The global government's been coming
in. Up here, Charles Munger just took over the local central committee. He sponsored candidates in all districts. He finds some pretty girls and runs them and picks up delegates to the state convention by giving them $5,000, and he walks away with a handful of delegates. And people are being skunked, and it doesn't matter whether there's an R or a D behind their name. They need to find out the candidates or promote you've got to become candidates.
They got to get the credits.
Prosecuted
candidates
later, if not.
Now, what Donald Trump is doing is he's totally busting up the New World Order. In fact, we need to be aware of that.
Of light to reach people that we can reach. Reach people that reach people. Even your relatives and friends that haven't given.
I think God has a sense of humor. Remember
before, now, do it now.
God is on the throne, and he's not nervous. Even has a sense of humor to actually make sure that the elected president and his vice president are the trumpets of God. I mean, what a sense of humor God has that he's now telling people that are real believers, real Christians, real followers of Yeshua HaMashiach, which whose name means the Father in the flesh. He's not just a prophet. He's the incarnation of the creator of the universe in physical flesh among us. Okay? Not like the Muslims treat him that he's Isa. He's an inferior prophet to Muhammad, which, by the way, Muhammad is the moon war god of Mecca and Medina. He's not the ancient god of Israel. And he has three daughters that are goddesses, but no son. In fact, it's written right around the stone of Abraham in the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and my friend who showed it to me was Mikhail Saliba, who's refurbishing the stones of the mosque, the Russian Orthodox Church on the Mount of Olives, and so on. And God told me his name and his recognition of his face before he flew 3 weeks later to Israel, back in 1992.
We're going to talk about Podesta and Pizzagate, because that right. does tie in.
Let's get into that. Let's tie it into this.
The first person who, whose intern was Monica Lewinsky, and even in his own defense, he
said
he passed her around to Mr. Clinton.
Now,
and if she wouldn't be alive today if it wasn't for her blue dress.
Right. Now, tell me, what are the three reasons why the globalists and the Satanists use child sacrifice and pedophilia? Why? There's three concrete reasons why they do it.
One, to create to abolish their conscience, like the cremation.
Exactly. That's why. That's one of the three. Right. In other words, you have to get rid of their conscience. The second is you actually have got stuff on them, just like this phony story on
BuzzFeed. Right, you're blackmailable.
You're blackmailable. That's number two. But the third one is even more malicious and nasty and sneaky. It's a thing called astral sacrifice to the demonic demigods and Satan, and they're actually creating what's called ectoplasm, which is literally a astral sacrifice to the reptilian satanic gods of the astral or the second heaven. Satan and his minions. And people don't understand that. They don't think, a lot of people, there's no other world and there's no other higher beings. You're a moron, because these other beings have been around for untold ages. Thousands, millions, who knows, billions of years, we don't know. I can tell you one thing, that when the human intelligence is matched up against them, we're completely at a loss without the Spirit of the Most High God teaching us the truth. So that's why, I don't believe in milk and cookies spirituality. When I went, for example, here recently, a couple of years ago, to North Coast Church here, which is like 14 campuses and 25,000 people that go to their church, I said, do you guys talk about, geopolitical events or end time stuff or integrated, stuff that's provable, stuff that's in the regular media? Oh, no, we're just the welcoming committee. I'm thinking, you got to be kidding.
No, that's the purpose-driven churches run by a member of the CFR.
Right. Now, the same thing goes with Saddleback Church up in Orange County. These people don't want somebody like me to just ask them good questions and ask for straightforward answers. And even the early members that are founded the Catholic breakaway Protestant churches academically studied the Bible and actually figured things out. They didn't figure everything out, but they figured enough stuff to realize that they were following the harlot church, the Vatican, and they were trying to get out of the whorehouse, is what I'm saying. Okay? So people need to know that. Now, I want to switch over for this the next little segment here to talk about health, because you've gone through, you had a lot of epigastric pain, a lot of issues that are going on, and they did a few things, and right now you're in, quote, remission. But people need to understand, and I'm just going to go right to the diagnostics. Firstly, if you're having epigastric pain and your electrocardiogram is normal and your ultrasound of your liver, your pancreas, and your spleen are normal, so you don't have splenomegaly, hepatomegaly, or a hepatic tumor, the most common thing you have is anomalous pancreatic and bile ducts. Now, the only way to tell those is to do a thing called ERCP, which is endoscopic retrograde cholangiopancreatography, and to do a high-speed CT scan, spiral thin section cuts, and with a PET scan to see if there's lesions there that actually are hot. The problem is that ERCP will actually show you pseudocysts, but also show you that a very large percentage of the population has anomalous ducts. They may have stones in there, or they may have a pseudocyst because they're getting actual pancreatic digestive enzymes that are actually causing pancreatitis, and sometimes if the stones pass, they temporarily are better. But if you don't have that diagnostics, you don't know what's going on. A lot of the time, they also have growth of small bowel overgrowth, and some of those organisms get back up not only from the small bowel, but in through the ampulla vater, and they actually have a infective pancreatitis with a weird organism like, Helicobacter pylori or Mycoplasma hominis or some other weird organism going on. Now, what I tell people is when I do functional medicine, I review their functional medicine history form, 11 pages. I review all their medical records, And then I recommend either quantum or functional or imaging tests that radiologists can do or surgeons can do, like the ERCP. And I recommend also quantum testing, like the QRMA, which is very, very useful. I was up early last night. In fact, I have insomnia, so I was up between midnight and 4:45 this morning. And I did a whole pile of email consults, but I also did five QRMA analyses, which I look at the quantitative resonant magnetic analysis, and I can tell you from looking at that in your history what supplements that you need, but also if you need other technology. If I see in your history you need XYZ, I would say to you, Gary, you need to have a gastroenterologist do an ERCP, you need to get a spiral thin section CT scan, and you need to have an ultrasound of your upper abdominal organs to make sure you don't have pseudocysts or abnormal anomalous pathways between your pancreas and your bile ducts. Now,
the one thing I didn't give you as a preview was 3 years ago, I had a polyp and was rushed to the emergency hospital, and it was total blockage. So they did an emergency operation. They put a bag on me, and then reconnected.
They reconnected your bowel. Now, by a polyp, you're meaning your lower bowel, like a diverticular polyp?
Yes. Now, cancer by the way, inside, but it was sealed, so I was very fortunate.
What percentage
that
of the
way.
Population over 30 do you think in America and the Western world has diverticulosis?
Wow.
30% at least. Now, it's just sitting there like a left-sided appendicitis ready to blow. And when it does, you can die of the same kind of peritonitis if you have a ruptured appendix. There are simple nutraceuticals we have, if you go to our protocol or if you email that. And I'm putting out, by the way, the videos now. So maybe you don't have access to the full written thing because you're not a regular monthly customer. But all the videos are being put out there, so I will show you what you need to do to stop it, because these plagues are hitting our population because we have a crappy diet, mineral depletions, dysbiosis, because most people are aware that six times a year the average American gets food poisoning, including many of these organisms that will persist in their gut and give not only gut dysbiosis, but cause leaky gut, producing autoimmune disease and even cancer. And some of these organisms deconjugate toxins in your lower bowel that re-release them from your conjugated by your liver and actually re-release them so they go back to your target organs like your pancreas, your brain, your spleen, your breast, your prostate for men. They're not aware of that, okay? I did work with a biochemist who was actually doing that kind of research like 40 years ago, okay? So I know about all this stuff, and the problem is it's often a little cul-de-sac in science, but the average doctor, including even the average functional medicine doctor, is not aware that you can actually do red and white cell analysis of chromatography of these toxic cancer-inducing chemicals. And you can do a fat biopsy and find it out by chromatography or nuclear spectroscopy, the fact that a lot of these things are remobilized because you got a lower gut dysbiosis. Now, so what I would do is I'd do probably, besides the quantum test, if you come down here, I would probably just do privately on you a QRMA metapathy, but I'd recommend you get a CDSA too to look at your bowels to see if you have a dysbiosis. I'd make sure that you got to see a gastroenterologist, got an ERCP, an ultrasound, a CT scan, and if it's hot, I'd recommend a PET scan to make sure there's no signs of precancerous lesions. But it's almost certain if you didn't have signs that you're having a dissecting aortic aneurysm in your upper abdomen because of the same innervation, or a heart attack or a blocked artery, the most likely thing is pancreatitis or abnormal anomalous ducts, because the percentage of people who have anomalous ducts is really high. Now, I got to tell you out there, and you need to listen to me on this, I have never missed a diagnosis of anything ever. And that's in 40 years since I graduated, okay? Now, the reason is because I'm a fussy pain in the butt. I even bought it myself. People ask so many questions. So when I prepare a consultation to a specialist, I spoil the heck out of them. All the preliminary tests are done. All the preliminary lab work's done. All the history is taken. So when the specialist waltzes in, they know pretty well 99% of what they got to do, and they just do it. And then they find out whether or not that condition is present or not. Now we have a lot more things in our armamentarium. When I went to medical school in 1973, we didn't have living pathology. We didn't have imaging studies, genetic analysis. I have a company coming on in the next few weeks here out of San Diego County that is working on technology so for $100, they can do your entire sequencing of your entire DNA, not just 23andMe and selective SNPs. But I can take your DNA SNP analysis through Prometheus of your 23andMe today and tell you along with your organic acid exactly what your metabolites are and what I need to do to fix your metabolism. So I consult subspecialist pediatricians and so on that can't sort out complex metabolic disorders, and I sort them out. Okay? So I have skill sets. So I want you to understand what I offer you, and I do this for one important reason. It's not because I have a big ego and all stuff. I want to train doctors to change medicine. The main reason, it's a sign gift to say, What else I talk about, like with people like Gary Arnold, you might want to do three things. Review it, even if you have to play it back at very white speed. Research it to find out what you want to believe, because they're just changing your perspective. And then if you finally ask the right questions and own the truth, for God's sake, do something about it. Don't just sit there thinking, well, I know this, but I'm not going to tell my friends because they'll upset me. They'll be upset with me or my relatives because they'll think I'm a nut. Take your crown of being a nut. Take your spittle. And again, I'm a man of spittle, a man of derision, because I'm doing the godly thing, whether it's trying to conquer illness for you out there, but also conquer ignorance. And I want, and people like Gary, Richard Arnold will be, now that you're well, Gary, I want you back regularly, because a lot of people need to realize we've had an intel agency takeover of our government in the 20th century. We don't have rule by normal democracy or communism or anything else, or even boardrooms of corporations. The intel agencies run everything, period. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, no, we're products of their behavioralism tentacles, whether it's by the schools, which
everything
had taken over so long ago, by the foundations, by the institutions. I mean,
it's not a conspiracy theory.
Community foundation or your Chamber of Commerce or your Kiwanis, virtually all of them, the Rotaries.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We'll be right back.
Gary, I want you to complete your thoughts about how the intel agencies over the last century have infiltrated every government, every corporation, every religious organization through organizations like the Vatican. By the way, there's some interesting statements at the Vatican and people that work for Intel, and I work taking care of employees at Delta Force, Special Op, CIA, and NSA were my patients, and they said the intel agency for the Vatican was superior to them. I thought, you've got to be kidding. Superior information, higher quality information, more true information is the Vatican intel agency. So it's like, you've got to be kidding. And they weren't kidding. So people need to understand that what's going on is global government already exists. It just hasn't taken the mask off. And part of their scam is the current version of the United Nations, globalism with its proxy people like George Soros and now his son that are kind of in there doing orange revolutions. People like Barack Obama, who's a Saudi mole, but he's also, remember, the globals that use Islam or use communism or any kind of ism, like Albert Pike said, just so they can forward their global satanic agenda, because they eventually want to install Satanism as the world religion. And that's what this Vatican is all about. You can actually go to the four-video set of Jonathan Gray, and they actually have a video I've previously seen, but it's right there in his videos, that they're actually sacrificing a ceremony in the Vatican, one of the Vatican churches, to Lucifer as the father of Yeshua Jesus. Now, you may find that very offensive. There's a lot of smart Catholics out there that really know and understand that this Pope is a full-forced, a false prophet Satanist. And you know the gloves are off now, because this is the time of the end. We're in the birth pangs. When we have Donald Trump and Pence showing up tomorrow to be inaugurated, it's God saying, I'm going to give America grace, because there's enough Christians that believe here. I'm going to give America grace and the world grace to repent before the day of judgment. It's damned well coming. And I'm going to say this as something people need to know. I know, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, I know my day of demise. I know right down to the day. I don't know what day it is, but I know the timing of it and the specific feast days it's tied to. But when the watchmen are gone, and I'm one of the watchmen, judgment falls. You need to know that. You're not going to have me around here forever, so you can either spittle on me or disagree with me or fight with me. And I only know specific things, okay? The rest of it is either, you know, intellectual analysis or it's speculation, which my speculation is just as good as your speculation. But the things that I know, there thus says the Lord, if you don't heed them, like I tell you, a future U.S. administration will be the basis for the beast dictator, that the mark of the beast will come from America and its intel agencies that are based here, like at Schriever Air Force Base, the primary node of the Virtual World Project, which I know more about this project and talk about it publicly than any other human being in history. Period. And I challenge anybody to say that I don't. So, Gary, we're going to get back on regularly. I want you to drop me a line and we'll talk about it after the show. I know I ranted a lot today, but I'm very agitated about this, what's happening tomorrow, because it's like the tale of two cities. It's the best of times and worst of times. We're going to see great and wonderful things with Trump and Pence. We're going to also see things lay in the groundwork for a final empire where America has the power and the ability to force the mark on everybody on Earth and to force a military control that will be globalist if they take back over our government. We need to stay in repentance and vigilance and prayer for Trump and Pence and their titans of this cabinet, because judgment is coming to America and the world.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.